Matthew 25:14-30. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to each according to his ability. Then he went away. I'm going to start over. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one that had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I did not reap where I did not sow, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Thus ends the gospel. Pope Francis has designated today as the first World Day of the Poor. He has once again used his power and influence on behalf of others who are poor, feeding them and calling other church groups to do the same. He takes seriously his responsibility to lead the church. Whole families are on the move. They are simply looking for some place they can call home. They are willing to take risks on behalf of their families. Children need some place to grow up, but if they're lucky, they will grow up in refugee camps, wearing t-shirts that describe places they will never see. And children, more than a billion of them, are among those living in poverty, and 22,000 of them die every day. As Leviticus 19 says, if strangers with you in your land live with you in your land, you must count them as yours from your own country. Isn't it ironic that the gospel today is focused on wealth? Nearly half of the world's population, 3 billion people, live on $2.50 a day. In a world so focused on money and globalization, iPhones and other technology, they are just looking for enough to live on. In a world where we have so much, they have so little. As some of you know, I am involved in a ministry to Wisconsin State Prisons, where the residents there have very little they can call their own. I know for a fact that the men in one of those prisons donated $14,000 to various causes that benefited those who had less than they did. And they did this just last year. They've been doing it for years. But the slave who was given one talent could not think of anyone but himself. Back to the gospel for today. What is a talent? In the biblical world, it was equivalent to a whole year's wages. So it was a lot of money. And the slave owner entrusted it to his workers. Unlike in the U.S. history, there was no violence in this slave owner. And the parable goes, the one who was given 5 doubled it, and so did the one given 2. But the slave given 1, which was still a whole lot of money, buried it, lost everything, and had to pay with his life because he was worthless, lazy, and useless. He was unwilling and unable to think of anyone beside himself, unlike the residents of that prison. We need to lay down the task of being a God by being a servant. That's the point of this parable. Or fearlessness, fearfulness breeds more fear.